USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The combination of bad weather and understaffed air traffic control centers has created about 3,700 cancellations and delays around the USA, the worst of it in the New York City area.
Anthony was supposed to be back in Las Vegas on Monday.
The plane got canceled. They told us 2 times it was delayed, then they said it's canceled. Now I'm stuck here until Friday. I could be at work on tomorrow, but I can't go.
Some slept over on cots here at the airport, and others forced to spend their own money.
We are looking for a hotel currently because our flight got delayed and then they canceled it.
Correspondent Scott Pringle at Newark Liberty Airport. As for what's to come,
we'll be watching late today areas of Kansas into northern Oklahoma. Watch our friends in Tulsa and also all through Nebraska. Isolated severe storms. Not too many tornadoes today, but wind damage is a big thing. And the heat just won't go away. It's actually expanded and gotten bigger. 50 million people are now included from Tucson all the way to Jacksonville, Florida.
NBC meteorologist Bill Cairns. North Carolina Republicans will not be allowed to keep the congressional map used last year that the state Supreme Court ruled was gerrymandering. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not reverse the state court ruling. By a 6-3 vote, the high court struck down the popular Republican theory that state legislatures have the power to limit state court authority when it comes to some election laws. Former President Trump is once again getting personal about special counsel Jack Smith, calling Smith, his family, and his friends Trump haters. He again asserted he had the right to possess classified documents after leaving office. CNN is airing parts of audio made with Trump's knowledge, in which he shows people what he says were U.S. classified documents. Serious tragedy for the family of NASCAR great Jimmie Johnson. The parents of Johnson's wife, Chandra, and an 11-year-old nephew of hers are dead. Police in Muskogee, Oklahoma, say Terry Janway killed her husband and the couple's grandson, then herself. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
As companies try to perfect driverless cars, more challenges are popping up, like what happened over the weekend at the Pride Parade in San Francisco. A Waymo driverless car did not know about the temporary road closures in effect for the parade, and it just simply stopped in the middle of a street. Consumer watchdog President Jamie Court says it's just the latest example of not enough oversight.
They could put limitations on when there's an emergency response in the area to steer clear of it. But they're not. They're not putting any limitations. They're giving these companies free range to do whatever they want.
San Francisco's fire department says one of those cars obstructed first responders last week. This week, the California Public Utilities Commission will consider a plan to let driverless cars operate in San Francisco 24/7. It's a different kind of oversight happening soon in the state of Texas. The State Board of Education is creating a list of approved textbooks. And the publishers will have to do the bulk of the work.
All the publishers will have to have a parent portal that meets your standards in order for them to be eligible to be purchased.
Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morales says the portal will allow parents to get a look at every textbook their kid might encounter and will then free up teachers from having to defend their book choices. But he also says this will not happen overnight.
It's going to take like a decade for that to take effect, by the way, but it is a really big deal.
I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.